here's a story from The World.
It's not clear exactly how many people were killed, but earlier this month in southwest Pakistan, at least 10 coal miners were pushed out of their beds, blindfolded, and taken outside and executed by gunmen. The news devastated their community and beyond, not just because of the gruesome details. The miners were targeted because of their ethnic and religious background. They belonged to the Hazaras, a minority group in Pakistan with roots in Afghanistan. The World's Shirin Jafari has our report.
They lay down the coffins right in the middle of the road that connects the city of Quetta in southwest Pakistan to the small mining town of Mak, where the massacre happened. They sat in the freezing cold and they waited.
They refused to bury their dead and they set out with their coffins, with the dead bodies, and they had chalked out a list of demands.
Sajjad Hossein Changizi is an activist from the Hazara community in Quetta. He says the families didn't bury their dead despite what their faith requires, that they do so as soon as possible. For them, this was the highest form of protest, a way to get the attention of Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan. They wanted him to visit in person and to promise justice.
For 6 consecutive days, other officials like Chief Minister and other kept coming to them, but they refused to end their protest.
When the Prime Minister did speak about the killings, Changizi says he made things worse. Khan told the families to bury their dead and to stop blackmailing him. People were furious.
No leader in any civilized nation should ever talk to the bereaved families in such a tone.
Changizi and others went on a hunger strike.
We campaigned on Twitter, on Facebook.
The news WhatsApp, about the miners gripped Pakistan. Protests spread to several other cities. Activist Malala Yousafzai urged the Prime Minister to visit the families. She said the whole country is in mourning. This isn't the first time the Hazara community has come under attack in Pakistan. Far from it. Hazara people have been targeted for a long time. They've been killed at markets, sports clubs, and mosques. The Islamic State and an outlawed Sunni extremist group called Lashkar-e-Jangavi have taken responsibility for the bloodshed. Meanwhile, the response from Pakistan's government has been to militarize the neighborhoods where Hazaras live in Quetta. Here's Sajjad Hossein Changizi again.
At every entrance point into the neighborhood, there are soldiers from Pakistan Army who guard the entrance points.
Residents cannot leave without making prior security arrangements, he says. Many have just given up going out altogether.
I've long been arguing that, you know, this could be a temporary solution to protect the community from outside attacks for a while. But in the longer term, this will create more alienation, more discrimination, more, you know, division within Quetta's diverse communities.
Not to mention that the attacks haven't stopped. I asked Fernand Dovarin for his reaction. He's the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues. He said he didn't know the exact details of the situation in Pakistan, but he questions the policy of putting military checkpoints in Hazara neighborhoods.
Essentially, what you need to do is provide a safe and inclusive environment for all. And you do not just try to isolate completely a group from the rest of society, because in a way that is conceding that those who are committing atrocities can continue to live normal lives, whereas the victims cannot.
Among the miners killed earlier this month were young men who'd come to Pakistan from Afghanistan in search of work. In Afghanistan too, Hazaras have long been persecuted, says Darakhshan Qurban Ali. She's a Hazara Canadian human rights advocate and a law graduate from McGill University. She says more recently, the Taliban and Islamic State have been carrying out attacks.
The reason Hazaras are being killed and targeted and massacred in Afghanistan and in Pakistan is because they are Hazara. This persecution is wholly based on their identity.
Qurban Ali says the persecution of Hazaras is not widely acknowledged, but that's slowly starting to change.
I think before there was widespread awareness within Hazaras of our own persecution, it is something that I think people felt powerless to change in the past. But today, I think people are more and more realizing their power to change through raising awareness and connecting with one another.
In Quetta, the sit-ins and hunger strike got people's attention. Prime Minister Imran Khan eventually went to visit victims' families. He promised them an investigation, better security and compensation. Sajjad Hossein Changizi, the activist in Quetta, says he doubts this will be the end of attacks on the Hazaras in Pakistan.
It's a sorry and really sad state of affairs that the basic essential definition of peace for Hazara community has been the period between two attacks on them.
Activists hope that more people learn about the plight of the Hazara people. Darakhshan Qurban Ali in Canada says it's true that there's a lot going on in the world right now. The pandemic, political crisis in the US, climate change. But for anyone who wants to help raise awareness, there are things you can do.
Step one, educate. Step two, understand what you can offer. Step three, write about it to your local representative.
After all, she says, it's 2021 and it's not okay for anyone to be killed because of their ethnicity or what they believe in. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.